1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm getting out of my car at Herrenhaven. And boy, I gotta tell you, there's something weird going on. I don't know what it is, but its weirdness abounds. Okay, I should tell you that I woke up 45 minutes ago, and while I tell you this, I'm going to walk in front of the building here and check all these bushes, see if we can't find Hemeris Thisbe. I woke up 45 minutes ago, and the first thing I noticed is that the quality of light was strange. I looked out my windows and the sky is a strange orangish yellow color. And that's starting to go away now. But as I look north, I can still sort of see where the weird color is. And I thought, oh, let's go to Herrenhaven. Well, actually, I thought, what is causing this strange light? And it's kind of one of those things where if I thought there was a forest fire nearby, it's like smoke light. It's the kind of light you get when you have a lot of smoke in the air. But I don't think there's any forest fires near me. The closest ones are probably in California. But one thing I should also tell you is that now that I've walked by all these bushes, I'm not seeing a single butterfly or a bee or thisbes or grasshoppers. No, nothing. This is really unusual, which makes me wonder if there's something weird going on with the weather. It is overcast. It's overcast and it's relatively cool. It's about 74 degrees Fahrenheit, call it 23 degrees C. And as I look up into the sky, I can see the sun, and it's just this red disk behind a lot of clouds. Is it going to rain? Is it going to storm? I have no idea what's going on, but it is strange. And now I'm walking around the side of the building, looking at the shed here, looking for some marmots. Don't see any mutties. This is going to be a weird day. We've got weird weather. Although I'm loving the fact that it's not deathly hot. I'm loving the fact that it's overcast and there's a slight breeze. It's nice and cool. I'm not feeling any sting. Just fabulous. But I am missing a Godzilla movie. I noticed that there was one on when I left, but I'd seen that one plenty of times recently enough. But coming up next, there will be more Gojira. So I'm walking up onto the bocage here. Now I'm overlooking these logs, looking for dudes and fungus. Oh, there's some remnants of some white jellies down there still. But that's about all I see. The weather is so weird, or at least, you know, the light is still so weird. And it's strange that we saw no butterflies when we should have seen at least half a dozen. Is weird weather coming? And if weird weather is coming, does that mean we're going to run into some dudes? Are we going to find some dudes today? I hope so. But I only have the little camera with me. I can see some mushrooms on a log. I'm entering the forest. I'm just at the entrance, and there's a log a few meters off the path over there. It's got some mushrooms on it. Oh. It's kind of weird. The strange light, although it's not quite as strange as it was, it makes all the leaves look, I don't know, greener. And it's dark, especially under the canopy. It's kind of creepy in a weird way. But I like it. I like it. And there's some dead leaves on the path. I think autumn is starting to think about autumning. Leaves are falling. I can see into the forest, unlike we have been able to. I mean, unlike we have not been able to. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is, all the ground cover, all the weeds and tall grass are starting to die off, and so I can see further into the forest than I could, you know, last month at this time. So that's interesting. All right, I'm at the crossroads looking at the cut, and we're going to have to go out there because I can see something, but I can't tell what it is. Is it just lumps of grass? Or is there some kind of dude out there? And am I walking through webs? Pfft. Got web on my face. No, that's not a dude. It's just a clump of grass. You know, they mowed in here. They mowed for the big open house that's coming up. They will use this as parking space. And so there's, you know, clumps of grass that have been mowed that kind of look like they might be dudes from a long distance away. But no, there are no dudes. Trying to wipe the webs off my face here. Jeez. So webby. Okay, so walking back into Fairnhaven, back onto the trail, and we're gonna go out to the boardwalk and see if we can find any dudes out there. 'Cause you know how much I like to find dudes. And I got my little camera ready, just in case. Better take it out of macro mode. Alright, so here I am, standing at the sub pond, looking around. I don't see any dudes back here. I do see a couple frogs on logs every once in a while. But I do not see any other types of dudes. No ducks, no herons, no scrats, no foxes, no snoodlers, nothing. So we just turn to the right and we walk out to the boardwalk. And what are we going to find out here today? We're going to get a little bit quiet in case there's another baby scratty next to the boardwalk like there was the other day. That was sure interesting. All right. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm over the water. What's going on out here today? Well, there's no muskrats right here. As I look around, I don't see any ducks or any other dudes. But there are some muddy footprints on the boardwalk. And these very muddy footprints over here are definitely raccoon. And there's some muddy footprints kind of on this side. And this is definitely something different. This one's hopping. And these footprints are still going. Are these Mati footprints out here? Yeah, it's got the Mati stride. Yeah, these look like Mati footprints. And they come all the way out here. There was a dude on the boardwalk. I can still see his tracks. Look. Here he starts taking bigger steps. Kalunk, kalunk, dunk. And by this time, the mud wears off his feet, and now I don't see any more footprints. What was that dude doing out here on the boardwalk, having a fun boardwalky time? All right, as I get halfway out the boardwalk, I can now see some ducks out here. A couple of flushes of ducks. Oh, now they're spotting me, and they're running off to hide. Chicken ducks. There's frogs in the water hopping around. The quality of light is still very strange. Frogs hopping. What else is going on out here? I am now all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. There's three ducks in a bunch over there by the row marker. I see some ducks, kind of in the blind spot area. Oh, and those ducks by the row marker just took off. They're flying over by the blind, making noise too. Squawk, 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 squawk. What else is going on around here? I'm just checking stuff out. Oh, there's a bug on me. Hello, bug. There's some frogs just staring at each other. A lot of frogs just sticking their eyes and their nose out of the water. And they're watching. They're watching me. They're watching each other. They're having a froggy good time. What else we got going on? I'm walking back down the boardwalk. Just checking stuff out. Enjoying the cool breeze. Sorry for the wind noise if you're hearing it. But oh, I can't believe it's not hot. It was hot yesterday. It was in the 90s. Got up to about 94 yesterday. That was intolerable. It's about 74 now, 20 degrees Fahrenheit difference, and I'm enjoying it. There's a frog hopping near me. He says, "I'm Hoppy Hoppy Frog." I said, "Hi, Hoppy Hoppy Frog." And now I have stopped. I'm still on the boardwalk, right at the edge of the pond, and I'm looking around. There's a frog. I'm looking around for baby scrats. There's a frog swimming down here, and I thought maybe it was my dude. It is not my dude. I'm looking into the cattails. I'm looking for scratty goodness. I don't see any scrats. Where's my scratty, see? Where's my scratties? I think they're back in there. I think there's a scratchy family doing stuff back there in the cattails. I can't see them. Cattails are taller than I am. Cattails are at least 8 feet tall. And they're very thick. But I know there's some interesting areas back there for scratties. Wait, what was that? Who's in here? As soon as I stepped off the boardwalk, I heard something go scurry, scurry through the grass. I don't know what it was. I couldn't see it. It sounded kind of small, though. Might have just been a bird. All right. But boy, we've got so many cattails. I wonder if we're going to see some cattail push-ups. Since we got scratties and cattails, I wonder if the scrats are going to make push-ups. Push-ups, of course, being the overwintering dens they make. All the cattails die in the fall and they fall down. And they sort of create a mat on the surface of the water. So muskrats then swim underneath this mat of cattails and then push it up, and it creates this tent or teepee. And then they pile more stuff on it. And that's where they chill out and hibernate over the winter. It's a lovely little scratty hut. Okay, so now I'm walking over the land bridge, looking into the billabong, and the duckweed seems to be dying off in the billabong. There's not a lot of, you know, open water, but the color is changing. Let's walk out to the wall blind, and we'll see if anything's going on in the back of the billabong. It seems to me like there's been some ducks back there lately. Maybe we'll have some ducks back there today. Something's running behind me. Was that a bird? I hear a squirrel somewhere too. I can hear a squirrel grinding on a walnut. Okay, so here we go into the wall blind. What are we going to have in the billabong today? Well, as I look out there, I see nothing. No ducks, no scratties. Well, we might as well get a better observation point here. Yeah, no dudes. But the duckweed is starting to go away. Okay. Good to know. I guess we just keep going then. We walk out of here. And now, oh wait, oh good, this slime mold came back on this stump. It keeps getting stepped on and kicked, but it keeps coming back, and it's in good shape now. Cool. And that's one of our bleeders. So maybe that'll bleed here in a couple of days. Looking down into Frog Harbor, I do see lots and lots of frogs. Little guys sitting on sticks, looking up at me. I can hear them squeak, scrunk. They're jumping around like little jumping nutcases. Look at all those frogs, so nice. Okay, so anyway, we'll continue on down the path here and see what else we can spot. Not a lot of action in here today. You know, but it could rain. I'm kind of starting to get that rainy vibe. Rain would be good. We could get some fun mushroom action in here. Alright, now I've come to that little bend in the path where I like to stop. look up on the ridge and look for deer back here, because if you're going to find deer in Harrenhaven, odds are good that it'll be here. This is the area in which we spot deer most often. But there's none in here today. That's all right. So we just keep going. Do-do-do-do-do. Walking through the forest. It's fun. Wonder why we're not seeing any dudes. I'm beginning to think that we are going to have some weather. Just because no dudes out. It was not seeing any butterflies that really tipped me off. I think the butterflies know that it's gonna rain. And butterflies do not like to be out in the rain. So here I am now, standing on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And I was gonna say there's nothing going on out there, but I would be lying. There are a couple of ducks standing on logs. They're not swimming or anything. They're just hanging out. Kind of over there by that tree that has fallen into the water that Big Bluey likes to hide in. But I don't see any Big Bluey. Just some ducks. And there's some... Whoa, what are those weird little birds? Little birds hanging out on a log, and they went running on it. I thought they were mice or something, and now they're flying through the underbrush. Very nice. Alright, now I can smell cedar, which means we're getting close to the vestigial wall. And yep, here it is. I do not understand what this is for. I hate this thing. Oh well. Now we're just going to walk down here into the big blind. The Al J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. And we will look out into the pond. Oh, there's my buddy. Alright, so yeah, there's about a dozen ducks on the new log. And there's at least dozen ducks swimming around out there. I can see ducks way out there. There's no duckweed way out there. And over in the delta, we're having some kind of waterfowl party, because there's at least a dozen ducks on logs just hanging out, and there's Big Bluey. Yay, we haven't seen any herons in a few days. And now we have. Dun dun dun, Big Bluey. It's funny, he's acting kind of strangely. He's walking toward the shore. He's facing inward. It's kind of odd. And I think he can hear me talking about him, because now he's looking at me. I'll wave at him. Hi! Hi, my buddy. Me and you are buddies, huh? And now he's not even paying attention to me. Now he's looking away. And he's turning around. And he's walking on the log. Look at all those ducks. He's hanging out with all his ducky duck friends. And he looks very tall today. As I look around other places, I don't see any other action. I'm checking all of the areas where I see my green heron, but I'm not finding him. I'm checking all the trees that have fallen into the water. Oh my God, he just came out of nowhere. Did he make that sound? Did you hear that? I have found the green heron. He was off to my right somewhere, and I heard some wings beating. And he jumped up onto this log, and he sort of, I don't want to say attacked some ducks, but he spooked the ducks right off the log, and they went, ah. And now the ducks are swimming away. And little Greeny, he's got a nice perch. I wonder if I can get a picture of him. This is when I need the other camera. But he's fishing. He's got his head down and he's looking into the water, and my camera doesn't want to focus on him at all. It wants to focus on all the other ducks. Now that picture's not so great, but yeah, this is when I wish I had the other camera, because there. This is a strange picture of a green heron. Because his butt's up in the air and his head is down and his neck is completely retracted. Because he's hunting. He's a fishing. So we got green herons and blue herons out here today. We got Big Bluey and Little Greeny. Big Bluey's still over there in the delta. Now he's facing the right way. He's looking out into the water. Wondering what's going on. Wondering what I'm talking about. Little Greeny's still perched on his log, head down, looking to make a strike. Everybody's looking for food. Okay, so we're having a good heron day. Green heron, blue heron. And I might have just heard some thunder. Was that thunder that was really far away? Huh, yeah, so maybe it's gonna rain after all. If it's going to be raining, should I be here? Do I need to leave? I don't know. I'm fascinated watching that green heron, though. He's just rock steady. Stand still. He's going to get something to eat pretty soon. He's hunting. He's looking for yummy fishies and whatever else they eat. Frogs. Crawdads? I don't know. But he's going to eat some yummy fishies. Alright, well, since we've only got about 2 minutes left, and this is weird, as I walk out of the boardwalk, the sun is shining. The sun managed, I mean, it's sort of poking through the clouds, but it's a very orange color. Very strange. Yeah, and now I think I'm hearing thunder way off in the distance. So we're probably going to get some rain today. That will be good. That will be good for my mushrooms. See, this is, God, this quality of light is very strange. It's very orangey, like sunset orange, but it's, you know, like noon. I think local time it's probably about quarter after noon. And where the sun dapples through the canopy, there's just these weird orange looking spots on the ground. It's almost like, I don't know, if I didn't know better, I would say, am I hallucinating this? But no, I'm not hallucinating. But up on Maple Drive, they must be, the city must be mowing, because I hear large machines making noise. And it's just in time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to walk out of the forest and go home. So tune in tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my